in the boat of knowledge that is Behind the Beard, WNC, a podcast where, gosh, a bunch of old has-been guys get together and bloviate about any number of topics. And generally, we get along pretty well. I'd say we're friends, and we try to do this to entertain ourselves. So we hope you're entertained, too. But if you're not, that's fine. That's why they have a whole lot of other podcasts out there.
Carson, definitely a has-been. I was a never was.
Indeed. I'm also in that camp.
So, well, we got such a
You played college football, Pat.
I did. Yeah.
College football, pilot. I mean, he's.
No,
yes. He did all those
so
things.
Many more things than all of us.
Not a pilot.
So, super big positive.
We're not at the Behind the Beard studio today. We're at Pat's lair. And guys, the security to get in here, ridiculous.
Agony.
I've never been into the White House, but it has to feel similar.
Well, the crazy thing is, like, they're making him a personal off ramp on 44.
There. Yeah, they are.
That's
they
what
are.
All the construction is.
Right to the neighborhood.
Did y'all hear who was the big investor behind Costco coming to Inca Candler?
Yeah, Pat Pohl.
Pat Pohl.
It is not me. I will say that the quota has been exceeded for pickup trucks in my driveway.
Not from Carson.
No, not from me. I've got a little RAV4.
Oh, man. So what have you been into, Pat?
It's been a busy weekend, Mike.
You
been
and
very
I
very busy.
Pat and I went to the Buncombe County scrimmage.
We did. We went to the Jamboree.
We
on
saw
Friday
some good
night.
Football and some not football. Good football.
Indeed, we did. It was educational and entertaining.
Man, I tell you what, football's back, guys.
I'm
they
so
play
excited.
This week for real. This week,
I'm ready.
So then we got up on Saturday morning, Michael.
Yes,
and I met Lewis and Beth, and we drove down to Greenville, South Carolina, where we played Topgolf. Yeah. And I tried to envision myself as an 18-year-old, and I swung golf clubs for 2 hours. And I've been in such pain since then with the soreness of my body from basically the nipple region down to the shin region.
Pat, this is a family show.
Oh, indeed. Man.
You're not allowed to say nipple.
We have kids that listen.
I'm sorry. I put that image in your head. Forgive me. So then after that, I get the call.
We're
coming back up the hill, dropping Lewis and Beth off, and you're wanting us to meet you out for the evening at our favorite watering hole.
Yeah, I dropped Luke off at NC Stwella. He drove his own car. We got him moved in with a young son, Carson, take notes. With a son, it's a lot easier to move into college. You don't have to put anything on the wall. You don't have to decorate the door.
That's huge.
You just put their stuff in there. They really don't even want you to make the bed. That's about all you can do, and you're out of there.
Yeah,
we went to lunch. That was what he really wanted. We went to lunch at one of Raleigh's top Italian restaurants. Ton of
ooh, good stuff.
NC State memorabilia all over the wall. It's a huge. It's
so for you to eat in a place like that. I mean, it's got to be free, right? For you have to sit there and to stare at it.
Come on. But anyway, yes, Pat's right. So we're coming back. I had originally asked the St. Andrews if they wanted to get together that night and. I'm like, I canceled because Ange decided last minute we had to move Luke in, which is fine. And I get Pat and Chris and their wives, and we go out. Lewis, unavailable.
Unavailable.
Carson was in Raleigh. We didn't see each other.
I was. Little brother had a baby. Just spent a lot of time with babies.
That should be breaking news if your little brother had a baby.
Yeah, it was. I think.
What about his wife?
She definitely had the baby.
Oh, okay.
They're doing good, and her name is Charlotte, and so she's already got all the North Carolina little girl onesies you can imagine.
Gross.
So cute.
Can I mail them a couple NC State onesies? Well, how will that go?
Did Pat get Belichick to sign one for him?
Agony.
No,
I don't know
not,
Bill Belichick.
Not Bell, Bill Bluster.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know anybody in the Reynolds community, and I'm the ACR guy.
Lewis, what about you?
Just hanging out. Hung out with Pat. Well, Friday we had the scrimmage down at East Burke.
East Burke. No, at Freedom.
It was at Freedom against East Burke, and that went very well for us. And then hanging out with Pat and some of my best friends, and then yesterday trying to get some stuff together. You know, actually do something productive at the house, God forbid. So that's what I've been doing.
I'm getting ready to leave in the morning for Owosso, Michigan. Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be back Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, I fly to Oxford, Maine, where I'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and fly home Monday.
Everyone knows that you're leaving tomorrow?
Who's everyone?
Like your work.
Yeah, they know.
That conversation went well.
We had it was actually a good conversation. It was a good conversation. I said, listen. Let's talk about next year, the rest of the year and next week, and I made next week last because I knew it was going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. It is what it is, man. Racing is an important part of my life.
That's cool, though. Michigan and Maine.
Michigan and Maine.
Two states I've never been to.
My wife has not been to a race probably in a couple years. She's going to Maine with me.
Okay. That's
awesome. She's traveling to Maine.
I hope you guys have a good time up there.
So I was in Maine a couple weeks ago, and I come out of the race. Every time you come out of the racetrack, it smells like straight weed everywhere. And I told one of the other spotters.
Well, that's illegal, isn't it?
That's the story. I said, hey, it smells like weed every time I come in the parking lot. He said, it's legal up here.
Oh,
I had no idea.
Okay.
And there are a lot of chronic pain sufferers.
And what state was that? Maine?
Maine.
Oh, let me write
Maine,
that.
Maine, yeah. I'm almost to the Canada border.
It's crazy. I'm going on vacation soon. going to Maine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
So, guys, let's talk a little football. What do you think?
I think we should. That's kind of the whole purpose of this.
So, I know you guys, we met. We've talked about some things, but let's talk about the Mountain Eight.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys thinking on the Mountain Eight as far as who's going to win the Mountain Eight? Carson, what are you thinking?
So we've talked about this with the Mac, but I'm going to go with Wes Henderson, and I'm going to go solely off. I think their quarterback play with Cade. I think they make a jump, and he's got another year of experience. I think. You know, we talked about it with, I guess, the Hendersonville coach. It's kind of the demeanor, everything that Trua and those athletes brought to West. I think they keep it rolling, and I think that West Henderson wins the Mountain Eight this year.
Who else you got? Have an order there?
I think
Brevard,
you told me
Pisgah.
Which Pisgah looked good Friday,
so
right?
So Pisgah looked good Friday.
Without their quarterback.
Yeah. So I think Brevard's the easy pick because they beat Reidsville and they've got their whole team coming back.
Also a lot of hype around Tuscola.
Yes, and with Tuscola, and that's what year is this in Crompton's system?
This is number two.
Number two. So we've talked about making that second
year. Oh, I'm sorry. Number three.
I think it's three. Yeah.
Three. Okay. Number three. I apologize.
So third year, I mean, second, third year, kids should be, I mean, they should know how he coaches, should have all of his systems in place.
They got their quarterback back, right? Jet Barley from Reynolds.
Yes.
And also their seniors had a couple years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that conference, just like we've talked about with the Mac, that's a tough conference because everybody's going to want it. Brevard made the deep run. Everybody's going to want to pick Brevard, but
they're moving up.
They're moving up. And so when you go, I haven't looked at Brevard's, you know, Brevard's schedule 1-8, but you know, if they've got a Pisgah West back to back weeks. I mean, that's something that, you know, and I don't think they're scared of playing anybody. They're playing Reynolds week one.
Yeah.
I mean, so they might win that game.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. But no, I got Wes Henderson, Brevard, and then I'm based off of what you guys said, how physical Pisgah looked, Pisgah, then Tuscola.
Yeah.
So, but the question is, Tuscola finishes fourth. Is that, that's upset people, right? And
yeah.
Old Canton Town.
Yeah. Pat, what are you thinking on the Mountain Eight?
Well, I haven't seen everybody, obviously. I've only seen a couple teams. But, you know, Carson and Lewis and I talked about this a little bit last time, too. Brevard, obviously. I mean, I don't have anything else to add to that. Brevard's going to be a tough team to knock out.
So you think Brevard wins the conference?
I don't know that. I don't know. I'm not saying that
Well, listen, there's no guarantees. We just want to know what you think.
We want you to put your flag in the ground.
I can't put my flag. There's so much going on. Look, you got Brevard. You got West Henderson, obviously very athletic. You got those Franklin guys down there with that traditional program, and they get to play at Western Carolina.
Yeah.
That's worth some points right there, just in the motivation factor, going into a stadium like that and get to play out of there. That's kind of cool. But then we got to witness what happened at the Jamboree on Friday night, and of all eight teams that were on that field, the most physical was Pisgah.
I agree. Without their quarterback.
What was wrong with their quarterback?
So he set out the scrimmages. Like a calf injury or something like that. But he's coming from wide receiver to quarterback. This is his first year at quarterback. His name is McAfee.
But I feel like other than safety, that's probably the easiest transition from wide receiver to quarterback.
Are you serious? You got to read the whole defense.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So if you were a safety, it's kind of easier for you to make that transition to quarterback because you're all used to the reading.
I can buy that.
There's an angle there, Lewis.
The second one would be wide receiver because you know the system, you know all the plays.
So who do you think wins the Mountain Eight?
I think it's going to be Brevard.
Brevard.
I think Brevard's going to win it. I think Pisgah's second. West is going to have a tough year, go third. Tuscola fourth.
Really?
Tough year and go third? Ooh. Jeez.
So, listen, we 2 years ago, West dominates. They got
True Emmanuel.
True Emmanuel. Wins the conference, makes a deep run, the playoffs. Last year, I picked against West, and they won the conference anyway because West is good.
They are good.
Yeah.
They're bringing back their quarterback and their running back.
Yep.
West wins the conference, Brevard second, Pisgah third, Tuscola fourth. The only, and I'm not sure about any of that. The only thing I'm sure of, East Henderson finishes last.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Other than
that,
I'm not sure about anything. Franklin, Smoky Mountain, North Henderson are the next three.
And Smoky had a good season last year.
I know. Listen, that's a tough conference.
It's tough. You never know about Smoky, right?
There's so many like gritty teams in there.
Yes,
like,
they're all gritty.
I mean, that's gritty football out there.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Would you say that level of football in the competition they got in their conference is better than the MAC in Buncombe County?
I would not say that.
You don't think so?
They do things different in that conference.
It's night and day.
It's a lot of run first. It's a lot of physical football. Where the MAC is, let's spread it out and throw it.
Yeah, but if you're talking about a good game to go watch week in, week out, is that conference better than watching the MAC week in and week out? Because there's so many teams that are competitive.
So up until these last 2 years, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's any given night. But they've still got some bottom feeders that – they've still got bottom feeders.
Well, they have East, I mean.
The MAC this year is going to be insane.
The tough part with the MAC was for 3 years – I mean, for probably more than that, but the last few years you've had three teams on the bottom that it's like, unless you're catching them playing each other, it's a 50-point running clock.
So we're talking about the MAC. Let's go ahead and talk about the MAC.
Let's talk about the MAC, Mike.
I'll go first.
Okay, go for it.
I'll go first. So – this is my MAC standings. This is my predictions. I think you got to go with Irwin. They were the undisputed conference champion last year, undefeated in conference, dominated.
Is anyone surprised by Mike's pick there?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Listen, just
to paint the picture for the listeners, Mike is sitting here in his MAC Irwin champ shirt. It's like,
if you would have seen them in the scrimmage, you would agree, just so you know.
Yeah, they played very well in the scrimmage.
Asheville, I think, it's number two. Their freshman quarterback, is it freshman or sophomore?
I think it's a sophomore.
Fan.
Because they liked him last year.
Fan-freaking-tastic. Yeah. Made good decisions, made good passes, was athletic in the backfield. Man, quarterback was great. Their defense is the concern for Asheville.
Yeah.
Reynolds, I think, is third.
Tell us what you've seen, Mike. Be honest.
Super concerned about the quarterback, to be honest.
I don't think that's a shock.
No. If you read the Asheville Assistant Times said, hey, Reynolds' quarterback is a problem.
So hold on a minute. He went down, right? You told me he went down like right at the beginning of the game?
Well, so about, you know, Semeray plays in. He keeps it. He runs. He gets hit, knocks his helmet off. And the other guy, the backup comes in and throws a duck for 30 yards back.
Yeah, it was a long pass.
The backup came in twice and threw ducks for 30 yards. But they're playing Swain.
Yeah.
Swain, legitimately a JV football team. If they play the MAC, no disrespect to Swain, but they just don't compete with the MAC teams.
Yeah.
Reynolds had the easiest scrimmage. They had Swain. Both those passes should have been intercepted. So I think Reynolds finishes third because of their quarterback play. Now, they got to rely on those running backs to run the football.
They're fantastic running backs.
They'd have some fantastic running backs. Is their offensive line good enough to make holes for those running backs? I don't know. I don't know.
The tough part is that people are going to crowd the box. I mean, which Reynolds knows that. And they'll game plan for it and whatnot.
And maybe the quarterback gets better. But right now, Irwin, Asheville, Reynolds, I think TC, a fourth-place team, and I'm not sure North Buncombe with – the way they run the football, can't beat TC. That's going to be a close game.
Mm.
I think Inca finishes sixth, irregardless.
Yeah.
So, Lewis, what do you think?
Ooh, I've been thinking about this all weekend since we talked about it.
Go with your gut. Don't change it up now.
I think I might have to agree after the strong showing that we heard about. I think Irwin is going to win again, back to back MAC champions. Asheville second. I don't want to put Reynolds as third because I think, you know, like the collapse year is coming, but it with the coaching staff.
It's not this year.
It's not going to be this year. With the coaching staff that's there, it's not this year. So they probably will finish third. And I got North Buncombe fourth, TC fifth, and then Inca.
And then Inca.
Yeah. I mean, when you guys were talking about the scrimmage, TC, when I was reading it on, it didn't seem like TC was clicking at all.
So they changed offenses. The same quarterback.
Correct.
But they have a different – they went from the option to the spread, back to the spread.
Right.
And I'm sure he's going to get better as the year goes on. They may beat North Buncombe. I'm convinced that the MAC champion will have at least one loss in conference.
Interesting.
You think Irwin – who's Irwin going to lose to then?
So they could lose to Asheville. They could lose to Reynolds, either one. I think they can lose to either one of those. I don't know that they will. I did want to share this, so I text Coach Pruitt after the game. I said, offense.
Of course. That's a shocker.
Offense clicking, D looking scrappy. You're going to be tough to beat. He said, thanks. We're executing pretty good, still a long way to go, but the effort is there, and they're playing hard. Their defense, it wasn't great. Irwin, when you think about defense and Irwin, those who don't go together.
Ever, yeah.
But they look pretty good.
Yeah.
That's also got to be a credit to your boy because they know what they're working with.
Sure.
And it's like, if you can have the 11 guys, they might not be the most talented 11 defensive players in the conference, but it's like, if effort and energy, if you can, that's half of it in high school football, I feel like.
Here's the other piece of Irwin. They lose their entire offensive line, but when you're throwing when it's snap, throw, snap, throw, snap, throw, it doesn't matter. You don't need a lot of protection to throw it in a second. We saw,
but you got to throw it to the right spot.
Pat and I saw the Irwin Caden throw it. He held it for a little long. He got lit up. He got sacked. He's got to get rid of it quick, and that's fine. Tell me how great it would be to be a running back for Irwin, right? Because you throw. You got a great quarterback. You got a great receiver.
And then you
everybody's
pop one.
Playing back, and you're like, let me hand it to number four right here. And then he runs for 12 yards because everybody's playing the pass.
Yeah.
That's why I think Irwin has the advantage. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's fine.
To jump back there.
One thing I don't understand, I mean, ACA's quarterback comes over to Reynolds this year. He threw for 3,000 yards last year. How can it be a question mark?
Well, I think the question mark is ACA plays middle school football teams. Mm. They're not even in the NCISAA. They've dropped out. They're playing independent schools. And the competition isn't there. So when they play Swain, I expect him to have a big game because it's Swain.
Correct.
No, again.
No offense to
no
Swain.
Offense to Swain, but.
They don't have the athletes. They don't have
that's
all that.
A JV yeah. MAC football team.
Right.
Pat, I think you would agree. They're small. They're slow.
That's what I saw, yes.
Okay. I expect him to have a big game. He did in true passes, not the pitch to the wide receiver coming by you. He was one of two for about 5 yards.
They only threw it twice.
Well, they did the pitch.
No,
with him,
actual throws.
Yes.
Wow.
He had some reads where he decided to run instead.
How was he running?
He's not the most that. If you look at him, if you look at the Reynolds quarterback, he looks like a Reynolds quarterback. He's big. He looks like he has the look. Unfortunately, right now, he doesn't have the same skills as some of the previous. Rocket quarterbacks. I would certainly take Hayden Craig over him. I would take a lot of quarterbacks. He'll learn the system as he goes. But right now, I don't think he has what it takes to be the Rocket quarterback.
So we've all been talking about what that offensive line looks like for Reynolds. How did it look?
They're playing Swain. It looked okay.
Yeah. Okay. So they got it fixed. Everything's dialed in
against Swain.
Against
yes.
Swain.
Yeah, but
Carson, what do you think?
I think that so this year with me, and I was going to pick them before, and then as I'm reading these texts, I'm down in Raleigh, I'm reading these texts about, you know, just unsolicited texts about how fired up the guys, Mike and Pat, were watching the Asheville offense.
I'm telling you, that Asheville offense is something.
And it's dynamic.
Pat said the word dynamic 3 times since I've got to his house, and I'm sitting here, I want to kind of get on the staff. I want to get on the sideline and see. Just,
Court said you could be on the sideline.
I know, but I think I'm excited for them with their everything they've got going on. They had quarterback leave. They've had distractions. They've
wide receiver
had
leave
the
last week.
They had the wide receiver leave, and we were like, "Oh, guys, this is going to be a huge problem." And then you guys just reassuring this, like, "No, their offense looked great." So I'm going to go with Asheville. Winning the conference this year. I've got Court, Cardillo, and Sheik on top of the mountain. I've got for sure. I think Irwin, that is going to be a fun game to watch because it sounds like
Irwin Ashville, and Reynolds are going to be great.
Super young on the defense, so we know how many young guys are starting.
Very young.
That's going to be
remind us how many young guys.
Seven underclassmen, I believe.
Oof.
And so, and Pat was like, "Yeah, they just didn't look.
They weren't
physical.
Very physical.
They weren't very physical.
They're 14, 15 years old.
14, 15. So that's going to be tough going to, but." Talk about a shootout, that versus Irwin. Mm. It's like, who's going to get the most stops? Because both teams are going to put points up.
And I was between Asheville and Irwin. With that defense, I think Caden can, even though.
Caden
Engel's going to throw some touchdown passes.
And I'm going to put it on Cardillo to make some to make something happen before. before
did you just call Jake Cardillo out on the podcast?
I'm
going
to put it on Coach Cardillo to
former Reynolds player, current Asheville coach.
Yes,
is that what you just
Asheville's
did?
Defensive coordinator. He's going to have my back here.
So give it to me again. Asheville.
I'm going to go Asheville, Irwin, Reynolds, Robertson, Inca, North Buncombe.
Oh, wait. Inca, North Buncombe?
North Buncombe at the bottom.
Yeah, until
they have the leading rusher back. They can run the football.
He ran for 30. He had 30 attempts a game last year.
Okay.
He had 200 yards.
They run the football.
They do run the football.
And they don't throw it.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I saw him run the football. They played against McDowell last year. There was a minute and 50 seconds. They get the ball, and guess what the first play was?
A run.
QB sneak.
Yeah, they run the ball. That's what they do.
No timeouts with a minute 50, and then guess what? Quarterback runs to the sideline.
All right, Pat, pick Reynolds and who else you got behind him.
Now, I'm going to, first of all, we're going to go through this. And I'm going to qualify this by saying, you know, none of us have seen half of these teams play anything yet. A lot of this is just us pissing the wind
the top,
on this.
We've seen the top four play.
Yeah, but no, we've seen them in a scrimmage. Now, here's the thing.
What did Steve tell you?
We're gonna revisit this after the non-conference schedule is complete.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Before we're going to get
we
in.
We know, so guys, these are preseason polls.
This
it's
is
like,
just a load of crap right here that we're doing, just so everybody knows.
We have no idea. We don't actually. We've not been
one
to
injury. One injury.
I got a dartboard. I got a dartboard right here, and we'd be more accurate using that thing than we would be
How many more Asheville players will Reynolds get, you think?
I don't know. That's okay. I'm not informed. I do not
it's
have.
It's crazy the NIL money he's
I do not hear from Coach McCurry or Coach Laws about anything
Didn't
ever.
Did we decide you write all the NIL checks?
The NIL checks. Does. The collective is Pat Poles.
So first of all, I'm going to start with where I think we're all in unanimity on this one. I think obviously Ankle will finish in the sixth.
Well, not that's not what Carson just said. He said North Buncombe.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, here. Let me start.
Okay.
Like I've been thinking about this.
All right. Lay it out.
Quiet.
Pat. Lay it out.
I'm torn on this a little bit because of what we've heard from the other coaches and what they said about Inca coming up, and they were very positive, obviously, and expecting big things out of them and kind of a neat transition, hopefully, for Inca. And then we've obviously been aware, and we've talked about it in the prior seasons, about that giant middle school class that they had a couple years ago that came through, right, and talk about that. But then you and I are at the Jamboree with an Inca fan, a person who
– An Inca parent.
An Inca parent who got to see the scrimmage – and was less than thrilled with what he saw. So that kind of dampened my...
He was also less than thrilled with what he saw with the scrimmage he was there to watch.
I'm sure he was. But now
do you know who they were scrimmaging?
I actually have no idea who they scrimmaged.
He told us, but I can't remember.
Okay. So I'm going to go there, but I'm optimistic that they will do better. And then...
Okay. So he could last.
That's where I've got that.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now... mixing it up a little bit here. I do think it's going to be a battle, but there's a chance, I don't know, it's his total gut that North Buncombe takes it over TC, right?
I think that's a close game right now.
I think it's a very close game.
Does the quarterback get better for TC as the year goes on? Maybe.
Well, only reason why I say that is because, you know, they're redoing their offense over there. Now, they could figure this out real quick in their non-conference thing and make the dog walk of the rest of the MAC and that,
sure.
And then finish much higher.
Okay.
But I guess that's
what
I'm saying.
We'll get to the top three. That's what we're talking about.
I'm
the top three.
There.
He's on five.
You've had an 8,000 word monologue so far. I've had eight.
Is that true, Lewis?
Pretty much.
I had an 8,000 word monologue.
Yeah.
When you talk about Irwin, you giggle.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Coach Pruitt's bedtime stories.
All right. I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead, Pat.
Now, based on what we saw, you know, over there at the Jamboree, I think Asheville has by far the best offense of the teams of the four MAC teams that I saw out there. Asheville's offense was the best. Reynolds has concern, like we've talked about, the quarterback position. I think the offensive line, there's some questions. I was kind of paying attention to what that looked like a little bit. I think Green looked good at guard, for sure, for Reynolds. They have a big kid at tackle, number 72, and they would move him over to the other side. They would do strong side with him every now and then. And he's a physical player. I don't know just how fast he might be, but he can certainly push people around and get that done. So I'll be curious to see how that line solidifies. So there's some questions I got there. The defense, I thought, for Reynolds looked really good. I mean, obviously, Brian Craig's going to put out a good defense no matter what he's
They
what
always get the best players on defense.
I agree with you on that.
And they did. They look good. I know it was Swain, but I think they fundamentally look very sound on defense with everything. And I think that's going to – certainly early on, that's going to be the anchor for the Rockets and what they'll rely on. I think that Irwin's offense was looking good. They also have an offensive line question. But you got Lawson Reynolds and you got the quarterback. I mean, Lawson Reynolds, didn't somebody say that some big schools are looking at him? And
I think he was the fastest at the comp. He was the one that ran a 4.6.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm not allowed to talk for another 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, that combination is going to be tough to stop. I like that combination. I still like Asheville's offense better. But you all already alluded to it, that Asheville's defense – you know, ultimately, Pisgah came up short in the scrimmage to Asheville. If they played another half of football, that would not have been the case, because Pisgah was just smashing the doors in on Asheville's defense there, and they would definitely have worn them down, in my opinion.
Who else plays that style of offense that Asheville will see?
That's a good question. I don't know, I don't know of anybody in the MAC that would be that physical.
I think Reynolds could. I think Reynolds may turn into that. I don't know if they have the line too.
They don't have a big enough line.
But yeah, I just think that we know they're gonna. If their strength is not throwing the ball, it's like Mike said. They had two attempts passing the ball. It's like they may run the ball 40 times if they don't think they can throw the ball.
Running backs look for Reynolds look really good.
Real good.
Really good. Patterson's real good. Awesome.
Where did Nesbitt's, they come from?
They've been there the whole time, as far as I know. And then Nesbitt looked really good. The thing about the quarterback, he came over from ACA, and I think, you know, that's why I qualified this with the non-conference thing. You know how they always set up those hard games in the non-conference to get ready for the later season. You know, the kid's got to learn the offense. He's got to learn what Reynolds does. It's not the exact same as ACA. We all went to that ACA Owen game last year, and all that was a drop back and shoot it down the field fest, and you're not going to be able to do that.
I mean, that was the question I asked. Are you going to have to teach him how to hand the ball off?
Well, yeah, and you know, he didn't mind pulling it and running the ball. That was the thing I noticed, that a lot of the pass plays I saw, he was rolling out one way or the other, which that makes me scratch my head a little bit. I mean, I'm a little worried about maybe that they were worried about trying to get him out from the pressure that may be coming on that, and he would tuck the ball and run, so he's not scared to run the ball. But I mean, you can't send your quarterback headlong into the defense on run plays, almost eight plays. That's going to wear out your quarterback. So that, yeah. I'm curious to see what happens there. So I think where I stand right now, top is Asheville. Asheville's your top.
Wait,
right
now. Let's go, Pat. Pat not pick Reynolds? Is that what just happened?
Let's go.
Holy cow!
I think it's a
breaking news
nail biter between Irwin and Reynolds, and I think Reynolds is on top in the two spot, and then I think. That's how it's all going to play out.
Do you feel like you're it changed after we saw the scrimmage?
Did my opinion change after we saw the scrimmage?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the only thing that changed for me is I was pleasantly surprised at what I saw with Asheville's offense. I thought I was not expecting it to be that good.
The only concern with Asheville is their defense.
You know what I thought was interesting about that Asheville offense, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that quarterback's the sophomore or whatever, right?
Correct.
Did you notice that when he would drop back in the pass and he would get pressure, he didn't scramble or get happy feet at all. He hung in there and delivered the ball. And he took shots, but, I mean, correct. He didn't get happy feet and bounce out of there. That's saying a lot for a sophomore quarterback with people running at you.
Which,
so.
It makes sense, though, because last year they were like, you know, they had Meek, and they were like, you know, we kind of need to see this through. But we knew they were super, super excited about this young kid. And now I think that, you know, with their losing their quarterback, it's like, okay, this kind of makes sense of why it wasn't the end of, I mean, they just from interacting with the Asheville coaches.
Asheville, Irwin, Reynolds, You could flip a coin. I mean,
that's why I said this dartboard would probably be more accurate than anything I just said.
Those three teams, they're going to be tough.
That's going to be exciting though, because you've got all those teams are going to play each other, and any given night where we've had, you know, we've sat here before, where it's like, okay, the Reynolds spread is going to be 28 points. They're going to
40 points.
They're going to.
It's not going to be that way this year. It's not going to be that way. They're going to be great contests this year, no matter what happens.
Yeah,
and we are going to revisit this conversation after the non-conference schedule is over, because I'm sure my opinion will change. I'm sure your opinion
would go right back to Reynolds.
Pat, may very well do just that.
I would love to dive in on something you said there.
What?
How historically, I agree, Reynolds has made their non-conference games stack up to a deep playoff run, right? They play four really hard teams.
Right.
Well, it seems like this year there's been a little change of philosophy.
Well, it may be dictated to them. I have no idea. Right. I don't know that they would change their philosophy.
So Brevard is a semifinalist from the 2A.
Sure. Yeah. What about the rest of them?
Murphy's the number one in the Asheville Citizen Times poll this week.
Well, that's good. But, I mean, we just talked about JV teams being
You're the small team guy.
Murphy's good, yes.
Murphy is disciplined.
They're very good, but are they to the level of what a MAC conference
team
is?
I don't think so.
So that's what I'm saying.
They did do good against – they handled TC pretty well. That's one of the MAC teams.
Even the scrimmage they decided to go to this year, which was here. Where do we normally go? Cleveland County?
They always play in the Buncombe County scrimmage.
Yeah, but then they normally did
the Cleveland County, yeah.
Did they not do that this year?
I don't know, to be honest.
I don't think they did, right?
I'm not familiar with what they did.
Reynolds went and played Raven Gap.
They did play.
They did play Raven Gap.
Ooh, Raven Gap.
But I'm saying.
I heard about that scrimmage.
That's better than anybody you'll see in Cleveland County.
That's correct, but it's not the same non-conference schedule.
No.
Yeah, but it's all.
When you play Maiden.
We also don't know. I mean, we don't know exactly.
The whole realignment kind of messed everything up.
So, I mean, I think everybody is in a. I don't think we ever expected to see Murphy on the schedule. I mean, we can say that. But
every coach we interviewed, that we asked them all, how many no's did you get to where
those Cleveland County schools, they only had one other game because they had so many conference games.
And let me share this with you. This is what I've taken away from talking to coaches and looking at the schedule. They talked to some Haywood County teams, and they are not willing to play the Buncombe County teams. They're not on the schedule. They had the availability. When they say, there were people we knew would say no, it's teams like Pisgah that should be playing the Reynolds. It's more important for them to go 10-0 and beat Tuscola and win the conference than it is to be ready for the playoffs and play some tough
teams. I don't think the list stops at Reynolds. I don't think they wanted anything to do with Irwin or
Asheville. I agree.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So.
Which I hate to see, because you would think that Weston isn't scared.
Absolutely not. So we touched briefly on the ACT rankings. They put out a list today of the 32 teams in the area.
When they put out the list, was there any like verbiage down below of how these selections were made?
So I believe there was not, no.
Okay.
So I want to give you the top five real quick, and then we'll go from there. Number one, Murphy. Number two, Irwin. Brevard. Number four, West Henderson. Number five, Reynolds. Six, Mountain Heritage. Seven, Hendersonville. Eight, Pisgah. Nine, Tuscola. 10, Robbinsville. 11, Christ School.
Oof.
Mitchell. Robertson, 13. Asheville School, 14. Franklin, 15. Asheville High, 16. Smoky Mountain, 17. North Buncombe, 18. I said top five. I'm giving you all of them. Haysville, 20. North Henderson, 21. Inca, 22. Cherokee, 23. East Henderson, 24. Swain, 25. Polk, 26. 27 is Madison. 28 is Andrews. 29 is Owen. 30, Avery. 31, ACA. And 32, Rosman. So I'll start. When I looked at this list, I said, Asheville's at 16?
Yeah, how can that be?
There's a chance they win the conference. And number two is Murphy. They have a fantastic running back, Cam Clem. He's a class of 27, all-state track guy. But listen, I watch them play. They are good at what they do. They don't have the size to compete with the Reynolds. I I mean, we'll find out for sure, but with the Reynolds, the Ashevilles, and the Irwins.
Do they have the sideline to compete with them?
They weren't. They didn't have a lot of players.
That's what I'm saying, to rotate in?
I don't think they're number one. And here's my opinion. It's one of two things with the ACT, the Asheville Assistant Times. Either one, they set Murphy number one to sell newspapers in the far west.
Sure.
Or they swung through Cherokee, the reservation, and got the good stuff and were high when they made these rankings.
Or this dartboard came into play. They may have
There's no
this.
Way Murphy's number one. There's
I agree.
Not a chance in hell Murphy's number one.
It's honestly, it's
Irwin beats Murphy.
It's one
by
of those
30.
Things where it's like Stephen A. Smith on ESPN says something just to like we get so fired up because that is so outlandish. It's like Mike called me today and it's like, hey, did you see the list? And I was like, no. He's like, I'll give you 31 guesses of who's the top team in Western North
and
Carolina.
And then I took out Buncombe, Henderson, and Haywood County and said, all right, guess.
And I was like, huh. Robbinsville.
Mountain Heritage.
Mountain Heritage, Swain. So it's like, it's not even like they've got Mountain Heritage as one. They've got Murphy at one.
Murphy.
But I think this is, I'm thinking it's more of the angle, they put Mountain Heritage at one to give Reynolds a prop. So when Reynolds dog walks
Murphy.
When Reynolds dog walks Murphy week one.
And I do think Reynolds beats him by 25.
They should, right?
They're not they're the number one team.
They're the number one team.
So they definitely shouldn't. Reynolds is the underdog, gets points. If we,
right.
2A versus 6A. That should be a no competition every
We're
time.
Just giving the Asheville Citizen Times a hard time.
My biggest surprise is 11 cross school. All the struggles are having new coach, getting players over there.
So they have one of the top linebackers already. They got a good quarterback. They have one of the top running – they probably have the top running back in this area that you probably have never heard of, Jackson Cancel. No. Christ-School is going to be pretty good. I don't know what they put together as far as an offensive line.
Or
I don't
know.
Kind
don't
of sure, important. Yeah.
But they have some good quality athletes back or that they picked up, that they brought in. And that's the thing we talked about with private schools – It's a new class every year. You don't know what they got.
Yeah, to that first game.
We haven't had a chance to talk to the Christ School coach. He was willing. I didn't get it set up. Asheville School, another one. You know, what do they have? I don't know. They lost all of their of their stuff, their offensive production almost.
And I'm hearing from someone that works at Asheville School, they got some big boys in.
Yeah.
It's like, so what does that mean, though? Can they play? Are they fast? Or are they just big?
And obviously, for me.
Yeah, Owen's not last.
That's true, but having Madison at 27, Owen at 29, you got to be kidding me.
Did you guys beat Madison last year?
Oh, this is not supposed to be about last year. This is supposed to be about...
Did you beat them last year?
We did not, but you said before the show this is supposed to be about a predictor for this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think you beat Madison this year?
100%.
You said that last year.
Not even a thought.
Hmm. They got a new coach. He's fantastic.
Yeah, hopefully they're out there doing baseball plays.
Interesting, though, that we are going to get to see. I mean, we've talked about it. North, we've got Asheville High get to play Asheville School. So, I mean, you've got – we are going to actually be able to put all these hypotheticals to bed.
I'm glad we'll have a few weeks before we get to that so we can have some games under our belt so we can see what they got.
Yes.
So from the ACT to a more trusted source, we have Derek's Dirty Dozen top 10. Are you ready for the top 10?
I am.
So Derek has Irwin at number one, Brevard number two, Reynolds three. So he's saying Reynolds loses Brevard week one, just saying right there. Mount Heritage at four, Asheville five, West six, Pisgah seven, Christ School eight, TC nine, Tuscola 10.
Okay. I love that first pick.
Where's North Buncombe?
We watched Irwin's offense. I'm telling you, they are clicking already.
Yep. They look good.
And Brevard beating the Rockets?
Well, that's the one thing, though, about Irwin is, I mean, they've had so much. How many snaps do you think Caden's got over their course of playing for three seasons, all the 7-on-7s, all of the different works?
He's only a junior. We have to remember that. He's only a junior.
He's only a junior?
Yes.
That's crazy.
He's got another year. Is that right?
Are we sure?
I don't know.
Let's fact check that.
Let me fact check. So fact checked, Kay Dingle, a junior. So suck it easy, whoever
That's
said he was a senior.
Crazy. It seems like, has it not seemed like he's been around for 6 years?
Yes, he's been the quarterback at Irwin for 19 years, but he's a junior.
Coach Pruitt, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that, but I just thought with all the experience stuff. But still, he's had so many snaps. Timing is, that is, you know, Irwin, I think, but they want the target on their back.
With him and the wide receiver, Pat's favorite Irwin player, Lawson Reynolds, I mean, their timing
why,
is.
Why is he my favorite?
Because his last name is Reynolds. But, and you was, love Reynolds, that's why.
That was objectively Reynolds. Funny.
Yes.
Yes, that was very good. And very witty because it went over Pat's head.
Kind of like when Lewis said, we put in our subs, and I said, both of them?
Shut up.
But we do. Lawson Reynolds is going to be a problem for a lot of teams.
Yes,
this year.
He is
going to be a problem.
And here's the thing. When you stop Lawson, they have a good running back.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's talk about week one. Week one, we'll start with the lightweights. We got Hayesville at Asheville School. Are you ready for some Hayesville at Asheville School? Hayesville 4-8 last year. Asheville School 7-2. They won the Division II state championship. Last year, Asheville School wins this game 49-7. Asheville School loses most of their production, but they're led by running back Marvin Lazar. He's back from last year. He had 401 yards and 53 carries. He's the ACT number two prospect, and he has an offer from Miami of Ohio. So, Asheville School could be good. Who knows what they brought in? Lewis, who do you think wins this game?
I think it's important to mention that this week's games are all pick'ems.
They're all pick'ems. No spreads this week.
Because the Simmons report ain't out yet.
It's not out, and there's some really good games. There's I don't really know that we games. Need spreads for these games.
I think I'm going to definitely go with Asheville School on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Asheville School as well.
Yeah, I'm there. Without a doubt.
Let's just jinx them and let Hayesville win. I'll take Asheville School as well because I'm the private school guy. So second up, this is an interesting matchup for a couple reasons. It's Ambassador Christian at Christ School. Christ School 4-5 last year. They're led by Jackson Cancel. He had 953 yards rushing last year and 17 touchdowns. Nico Andrews is the ACT number three prospect and committed to Richmond. Ambassador Christian was undefeated last year, Pat.
Indeed.
In JV football.
Wow.
This is their first year with a varsity team.
Good.
So as the Christ School guy,
I was about to say, is there a reason that they do not have a history in Max Preps?
This is their first year with varsity football.
Wow.
JV last year, varsity this year, but they were 10-0 and they beat some good teams.
That's huge.
If you look at JV,
So as a private school, they have the JV varsity switch off just like public school does?
Yes.
Okay.
Like the bigger schools.
Yeah.
It's 9-10, 11-12.
Yeah, but also, like, if I'm playing Reynolds this week, JV plays them Thursday.
No. Christ School does not do that.
Okay.
They had about five JV games, and they were against some random opponents.
Okay, so JV makes their own schedule.
Correct.
Okay. Well,
that's because a lot of in private school football, your teams are so small, you don't have a lot of JV teams.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm taking Christ School.
Big shock.
Carson?
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to get some information on their history as a program.
You didn't know the minute? Pat, who you think?
I'm going to take Ambassador Christian.
I'm also going Ambassador Christian.
All right, Carson?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Christ School.
Okay.
Based off of they played JV last year.
So the next game, this is going to be a battle.
Oh, it's going to be a good game.
This is a battle.
I'm excited. Normally, we play at the end of the year. This
correct.
Might be the first time
now
we're playing.
The first of the year.
I'm so happy about
so
this.
So it's Rosman. They were 1-7 last year, and they're taking on Owen, who was 1-8. Last year, Rosman beats Owen 29-27.
Tough loss.
Owen's led by running back Steven Anderson. He had 711 yards rushing last year. Lewis, who else do they have coming back that we should be looking out for?
Emmett Minks leading the squad at quarterback. Hayden Burpo.
Shortstop.
He is very good shortstop. He's doing everything this year, punting, kicking, a little DB action, wide receiver. Hayden Smalls out there on the outside, wide receiver.
He's not a big guy.
He is not a big guy.
Hayden Smalls.
But he plays like a big guy.
That's an All-American name, though.
leading the line, Rio Abisbo.
Yeah, Rio. Yeah.
He's probably one of the most physical people on the field. The only person might be more physical than him is True Davis. I think he led the team in tackles last year. He's back. It's his senior year. Super pumped about this game. No questions asked. I'm going with Owen. everything we've seen this offseason, the scrimmages, I feel sorry for the Rosman Tigers this week.
Patrick?
Yeah, I'm going Owen. You got Steven Anderson putting cleats on people's chests. I'm going there.
I think I'm also going Owen. Carson?
Clean sweep. I mean, there's just no chance. Ooh.
Rosman definitely gets the win here.
There's absolutely no chance that I'm going against Owen and the boys. And, Steven,
and this is the thing.
Steven's going to have a big game.
Every year with Owen, the coach comes in, whoever it is, they gets us all fired up.
Yeah.
And Lewis gets us all fired up. We're like, Owen's going undefeated.
I told Lewis that I was not drinking the Kool-Aid. And then, you know, we get the schedule for week one. And it's like,
Rosman.
It's Rosman. It's like, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Ugh.
I had a conversation with another Owen fan, and like you said, like everybody gets fired up, right?
We're all fired up.
I mean, there was like some 7-3 numbers coming out, so
we'll see. 7-3
Come
what?
On. We'll see.
Come on.
We'll see.
All right. Ooh, so next up.
They were at the reservation, Mike.
Yes, also at the reservation. So sure. Next up, this could be one of the many games of the week. Pisgah, 8-3 last year, at Mount Heritage, 12-1. Mount Heritage, new coach. New quarterback. Last year they lost in the fourth round of playoffs. They're bringing back senior Kaysen Jones.
But, hey, their new coach. Been in the system a long time.
He has.
In 16, 17 years.
Very well respected.
For yes. sure.
He's been. A lot of teams around here tried to hire him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Kaysen Jones, 96 total tackles, 19 for a loss. Also a great offensive weapon at tight end.
He's a Division I football player.
And fantastic center fielder. He's committed to Elon.
Elon, yep.
For Pisgah, they're led by their quarterback and DB, Matthew Mahaffey. As a DB, he had 8 interceptions and 70 tackles. Jason Batista, linebacker, 66 tackles. And let's not forget about Landon Pope, Pat.
Yeah.
You coach this kid. He had 748 yards and 11 touchdowns. He's going to be tough to deal with. That kid can run the ball, power runner.
Indeed.
Power runner. He's a fullback. If you had a fullback system, Landon Pope would be your fullback.
Yeah, without a doubt. And let's be clear, I did not coach Landon. Landon was on the youth league team that I was a coach on, but I coached offense and defensive line, and Landon was neither of those positions.
So
ever.
Pat was a coach on Landon's team. Sorry, I didn't mean to mess that up.
You guys
I couldn't begin to coach a running back. I'm not, no way I could do that.
I don't think anybody sat here thought you were a running backs coach. I think they knew what Mike was.
So you guys talked about the physicality of Pisgah.
Yes.
In the scrimmage.
Yes.
This might be one of the most physical games. If anyone wanted to watch that, them and Mountain Heritage, both of them very physical.
Over
up
front. Under 2.5 concussions this game.
I would say 5-0 reported.
Oh, for zero. Absolutely zero. These kids are not coming out of the game.
No.
And that's not funny, but these kids want to play football.
It's mountain football
out
there.
That is mountain football.
Yeah.
And that is the football that the Hendersonville coach said that the college scouts don't want to go watch.
Right, they don't want to see that. They want to see the spread.
That's because they don't have the athletes. That's what he said, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. You got a 325-pound dude hitting another 300-pound guy? Come on.
Do you think they've got a 300-pound guy on their team?
Definitely.
I don't think
if
so.
If you've ever seen those guys, absolutely.
Probably 270.
Y'all saw Pisgah. Do they have a 325-pound
guy? I didn't see any
300. That is a big, big boy.
Mountain Heritage is huge.
You think, okay. Oh, God, I wish I could get a picture of their roster. See, because they were talking about how Pisgah is the most physical. So,
in the scrimmage that Pat and I went to, Pisgah, that by far the most physical team we saw.
Yeah, all right, so Lewis, close. Who you got with? Who you going with?
Oh, I'm going to go Mountain Heritage.
Okay.
I'm going to also take Mountain Heritage, but I think this is a hell of a game right here. This is close, Pat.
I do. I haven't seen Mountain Heritage. I just know of them. And I did see Pisgah, and you have a very, very strong line, physical, offensive presence there. And then you have that shifty running back. I can't remember his name. I think it was number 3.
Yes, number 3.
He would be your slash and dash kind of running back. And then whenever they hand the ball off to Landon Pope, it wasn't any east-west. It was north-south right through people. Yeah. It was like a bowling ball through pins.
And Pisgah's quarterback did not play in the
Do we know if he's going to be back, you think?
From everything I've read, he will be back for week one.
Okay.
Never played quarterback before. He played wide receiver. Well, I can't say never. He played wide receiver before last year.
Give me Pisgah.
Pisgah. Carson, it's up to you to save
I was hoping to be the only one, but I'm going to go with Pisgah.
All right. So Carson and Pat taking Pisgah, Lewis and me taking Mount Heritage. How do you go against Mount Heritage? They don't lose. They don't lose it till against playoff time.
No, they don't lose, but you got...
Let's talk about realignment and how it has given us some great non-conference matchups.
I agree.
Awesome. Yeah. This is a game that...
When coaches are forced to call whoever they can call.
We've not picked a Pisgah Mount Heritage.
For you guys that don't have any cards in the game anymore, you should be at that game.
Yeah.
That would be a fantastic game to go to.
I think so. I don't think that's the game of the week, but I would consider going there. I think there's a couple better ones. Anyway.
Is it this next game?
The barn burner.
So the game of the week, not really. Inca, 4-4 last year at North Henderson, 3-6. Inca led by running back Tommy McKinney. He had 546 yards last year and 7 touchdowns. Wide receiver Will Parham had 13 catches for 324 yards and 4 touchdowns. And DB Jaden McElreath, 41 tackles. For North Henderson, they're led by running back Parker Willis, 681 yards and 8 touchdowns. Big offensive lineman Miles Blanton back this year and linebacker Eli Blanton, 54 tackles. Carson, North or Inca? Who are you thinking here?
I mean, to be honest, I don't know much about either team. But I'm gonna go with the home team here, and I'm gonna go with North Henderson.
Patrick?
Yeah. I don't know a lot about either one either. And the conversations we've had with the coaches about Inca and then the parent, and I'm torn, so now I'm gonna have to
Pat, you live in Inca District.
I know.
You should take Inca.
I'm gonna take Inca.
All right, Pat's taking Inca. I'm gonna take North Henderson. Listen, it's tough. Inca's tough. It's a tough situation.
Inca's tough?
It's tough. It's tough to win football games at Inca.
I don't know if they're tough.
You know, when you're Pat and you take your kid to Reynolds.
Yes, that's tough.
I think it's tough for Inca. I'm taking North Henderson. Lewis?
I was originally going to take Inca, but after everything I heard about the Jamborees and the parent and all that, I'm going to go North.
When we get off air, I gotta hear this story about the parent just absolutely dog walking them.
Oh man! Okay, so next up, funny. Another barn burner here. This could be a fantastic game.
I think this will be a good game.
North Buncombe 2-6 last year. They returned the MAC's leading rusher, Kingston Dennison, 1,135 yards rushing. DB Ryan Moffitt had 57 total tackles, and defensive end Avery Kemp 31 total tackles. Cherokee 7-5 last year. This game is at Cherokee. I've been back and forth in this one for a couple days just thinking about it, but I think ultimately I'm going Cherokee. Lewis?
I think North Buncombe's rise, which looking at their schedule, we know it's a steady rise.
No, it's a win a couple early and then lose a lot later.
A steady rise.
And the competition
gets harder and harder.
It's the competition does get harder.
Their success starts at the top and then goes.
The streets will be flooded.
Well, I'm glad we all agree. So North Buncombe's going to win this one.
All right. Carson, Pat, what are you thinking?
Well, I too am going to go North Buncombe. I think Hines is pretty high on his offensive line to bode well with that running back. And I think the crescendo schedule will play out here a little bit. I'm going to go with North Buncombe.
All right, Carson.
I don't know. The running back had some very good games last year. I mean, even against Reynolds, 25 carries, 119 yards. 28 carries against Asheville.
How many of those were against
yards.
The first team defense?
So that is my question, because they lost to Asheville 67-0, and he
they're
had
just going to keep running the ball.
So guess what? They're down 52-0. Guess what? This kid's getting rushes against the last string.
The third string, yes.
So yeah, he definitely was the leading rusher. But my thought is like, okay, I'll take the Owen game. Yeah, that was probably against Owen's first string. Madison Owen's first string. East Henderson, their first string. Okay, then we go to Brevard. It's like they lost by 50. So I think that they rushed the ball. I do think he has success. I think North Buncombe finds a way to win week one, and I'm going to go with North Buncombe beating Cherokee.
I appreciate y'all letting me pick one up right there early. So next up, Hunter Huss. They were 4-6 last year, taking on TC 4-5. TC returns their quarterback, LaRon Mills. He passed for 396 yards and rushed for 507. DN Tariq, I'm going to say his name wrong, Tariq Seibert, 50 total tackles, and Isaac Sims, 41 total tackles. They're led by their defense here. New offense, Pat, does TC beat Huss early?
I do. I think they're going to take a lot away from the scrimmage that they had, and I think they're going to be able to get the win here.
Lewis?
I like TC.
I think with the early struggles, Huss is going to win this one.
Carson?
I'm going to go with Huss as well.
I'm also going to take Huss. It's at TC, but I think Huss gets the win.
Well, thank you for letting me pick that one up, guys. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
These next three, I'm going to tell you, these next three are fantastic football games. Fantastic. None of these teams played last year. Well, that's not true. Two of the three teams did not play last year. East Rutherford, 8-4 last year, against Asheville, 5-3. Asheville's led by their sophomore quarterback, Tay Williams. Pat, he looked fantastic in the scrimmage.
He looked really good.
Tay is such a strong – Tay Williams, that sounds like a baller.
He does. I'm telling you, he is fantastic.
It sounds like a freaking baller.
Sophomore number 0, DB wide receiver, jams skies. The question mark for Asheville, their defense. Can they slow East Rutherford down? They bring
– And they're going to try to hold the ball. East Rutherford's
going
to
run the ball.
They're going to run the
East
ball.
East Rutherford brings back almost everybody, while Asheville very young.
Don't you think that helps Asheville's defense? Like, we know the run's coming.
Unfortunately, I'm not sure Asheville can stop the run.
They're going to be faster.
I'm not sure they can stop the run. If they run the ball like Pisgah, I'm not sure. Lewis, what are you thinking? Who are you picking here?
Well, I mean, for me, East Rufftown down there, they
East
are.
East Rufftown.
I mean, you know, 2 years ago we played tag football with them.
And then last year they beat Reidsville, the top team in all of 2A.
That is wild.
And then lost to Brevard.
100%, but I'm going to go with Asheville.
Whoa, you're going with Asheville. Patrick.
Give me the Cougars.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Asheville.
You don't think East Rufftown wins this one?
I don't think East
Rufftown.
They're
bringing back anybody. 18-year-olds versus 14-year-olds.
I like what I saw from that offense. I think you're right about the defense. There's going to be some questions.
But all they need is one stop.
Yeah, they got to.
But with East bringing back all their players from last year.
That's good. You just said it. Other conferences are like a JV team compared to the MAC.
Carson, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Asheville comes out and dominates week one.
So I got a text today that said Asheville would lose by 21. And I'm going to go with that. I'm taking East Rutherford.
Wow.
So we'll see.
Indeed.
I was going to pick Asheville.
Here's the dartboard again,
listen,
guys.
I have Asheville, if you look at my sheet.
Was that from Rodney?
It was not.
That was not from Rodney.
Asheville
no.
Underlined on all my sheets. But with you guys taking Asheville, you guys aren't that smart. I'm going to take East Rutherford.
That's good.
Here.
Again, dartboard.
That's what we're doing here.
You know what my favorite thing?
I hope Mike gets off to a 2-8 start.
My favorite thing once we get to this point of the year is that we get plenty of sound bites next week.
Indeed.
Yes. Yes.
There's
going to
be all kinds.
For sure.
It's going to be editing. All this stuff we have no idea about. And then it just the opposite happens, and Lewis gets to cut it up. And
yes.
And so, then we're going to hear about it on the social media pages, too, I have no doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
So next up, Irwin, 10-2 last year against West Henderson, 8-4. Irwin wins this game last year, 27-21. Irwin led by their junior quarterback, Caden Engel. He threw for almost 3,000 yards last year, Lewis, and 35 touchdowns. Wide receiver DB Lawson Reynolds, 1,000 yards receiving. Linebacker Jaden Holder had 96 total touchdowns. And another young man that impressed me, running back Amarian Smith. He's a senior. He looked good, number 4 in the scrimmage. Looked fantastic. But when you're expecting the pass, it's easy to run. For West, they bring back Cade Young, 1,849 yards passing and 16 touchdowns. Running back linebacker Zane McGraw, he had 1,300 yards rushing and was their leading tackler with 72. And wide receiver DB Asa Ostman, 467 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns. This could be a fantastic football game. In my opinion, this could be the game of the week. Carson, who do you think wins it?
I mean, as we've talked about, It's got a couple of you guys had Irwin. I had Wes Henderson as conference champs.
Well, that's two different conferences.
Two different conferences, but I'm saying, but it's but the yes, potential that is of correct. Two different conference champions playing each other.
And we know the MAC is superior to the Mountain
MAC
eight,
is
right?
Superior.
Is that right? Is that right, Lewis?
That's what you've claimed. I don't
what
fall
do you
for
think?
That.
Lewis, is what? The MAC superior to the Mountain eight?
I think the MAC is.
Yes. Carson?
I mean, without question.
Okay.
But that,
so you're picking Irwin?
I did not say I'm picking Irwin. I'm going to go with, I am now saying I'm going to pick Irwin. But I had not said it yet. I'm going to pick Irwin against Wes. I think this could be such a good game. I hope that I hope it comes down to the wire. But, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say I'm.
I don't care if Irwin gives up 63 points.
They're scoring
64. They'll score 64. I'm taking Irwin. Pat?
Yeah, I think the Warriors have some stuff going on over there. I'm going to have to keep with the Warriors here, and the Irwin Warriors are going to get it done. It may be a close game, though. I'm not going to rule out.
No.
What do you got, Mountain Eight?
You know, I really want to pick West.
I do, too. I want to pick West,
I want to pick West just because I hate the MAC.
You're trying to get a hoodie, too?
I'm going to go ahead and go Irwin.
Wow.
Ooh.
Ooh. I think
this is at West. This game could go the
Coach
other way.
Coach Young mentored me my first year of teaching. Cade's quarterback.
The Wes Henderson coach is a great.
They're great coach. People, dude. Yeah, they're great people. But hell, so is Irwin.
All right.
So
this also could be the game of the week.
This is the game of the week.
I'm so glad
because this is
Derek's
that litmus.
Fix.
This is that litmus test where it's like, okay, if Reynolds comes in and dog walks Brevard,
it's not East Forsyth, it's not West Forsyth, it's not Shelby,
it's Brevard.
It's Brevard.
Who is the most understated solid football team?
Brevard's good.
In the past 2 years.
In Western North Carolina, yes.
Yeah.
Totally. How many state championships does Western North Carolina win in football?
Is this around here good?
It's around here. They're around here good.
That's what we're talking about is what's going on around
we
here.
We are talking about around
and
here.
And we have a dartboard.
So you don't think that if Reynolds comes out and wins by 30, that doesn't say something?
No, it certainly does.
Okay.
But what
about if Reynolds lose by two touchdowns?
No. If Reynolds lose by 30, it says something huge, right?
Let me give a few stats.
If they lose, period.
Mike's got stats.
If they lose, period, ACR's in trouble.
Mike's got stats.
I don't totally agree with that.
I do.
So Reynolds, they lose Max Guest, gone this year. Back running back Ty Patterson, 469 yards and 5 touchdowns. 2 years ago, he had a much better year when Max was out. He's a fantastic running back. He's going to be fine from Irwin. Running back Jaden Smith.
Yeah, he looked good the other day, too.
He did.
Yep.
Defensive lineman Stacyon Taylor. He had 64 total tackles. Coming back to Reynolds this year, Zion Akeem.
Which is a big difference.
It's a big addition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as a DB 2 years ago as a freshman at Reynolds, had a great year.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Christ School, had a pretty good year on defense. Did a lot of changes over there. He comes back to Reynolds. So Zion coming back to Reynolds. And they pick up wide receiver Caden Ray from Asheville last week. So Reynolds has got some talent. The question mark is Avery Hollifield, a quarterback. Pat and I saw him, and I think Pat will agree, offensively, I'm not sure he has the system yet. Pat, what are your thoughts on Avery Hollifield? We'll get back to the pick, but the quarterback.
Yeah, he's coming over from a different school. He's got to learn this whole new system.
As is most of the team.
Yeah, he's got to get his legs under him a little bit, but he's got a cast of support. You already just detailed basically the best running backs in the county and Western North Carolina for that matter. That's a trio of running backs that they've got to go on. The other thing we didn't see out of this Reynolds team that's a very important piece. Ethan Klepper, tight end.
He did not play.
He did not play because he has a hamstring issue, and he's supposedly back, and that's a weapon because he's a heck of a tight end, and he's already got an offer, I thought, was it UVA Wise? Is that what I saw? I think he's already got college interest as well.
I guess what? The quarterback that left last year also has offers, so. I'm just saying, from his play, just because he has offers doesn't mean he's going to be good in the system.
Well, Klepper's been playing really well for Reynolds. I think that's going to be a real good weapon for them to have if he's back and he's healthy and he's good to go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I want to read you what the ACT said about the Rocket quarterback. or about the scrimmage against Swain. Rockets dominated Swain 35-0 in the opening scrimmage of the Pat Ryan Buncombe County Jamboree. Thanks to strong rushing and defensive performance, Holifield did not look sharp against an inferior opponent in their final tune-up before week one matchup at Brevard. The ACA transfer only completed throws via screens and jet touch passes. He struggled with decision-making and completing passes past the line of scrimmage. Screens, jet passes, and running game could still work for Reynolds thanks to a talented playmakers like running back Ty Patterson and wide receivers Trey Keeter and Caden Ray.
Okay, so that was what I was thinking as well. What if this dude can't? He can't read the defense. He can't make the right decision. But all they do is little jet passes, little screens out here. They have the athletes to compete. Like,
but with just doing that, I don't think they win the conference.
Well, I agree. We've already established they're not going to win the conference.
They could win it if he comes around.
I'm not gonna.
Even Patrick Pohl.
He did
at
not
this
select.
Point.
At even
throwing
Patrick
darts
Pohl.
At the dartboard. And I gave my qualifier Patrick that we're going to revisit this after the non-conference schedule.
Patrick Pohl even agreed they're not going to win the conference.
So let me give you some Brevard stats real quick. Brevard 11-3 last year, guys. They lost in the fourth round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
They beat East Rufftown. Quarterback Ben Kessinger, 76 rushes for 121 yards and 14 touchdowns. 76 passes for 121 yards. He rushed for 1,334 yards. Running back Braylon Thompson, 1,241 yards rushing, 18 touchdowns. That's 8.1 yards per carry. And then linebacker Jax Whitmire, 71 total tackles.
And also something that's not in the stats, Brevard, a very physical team.
They are physical.
They're always physical.
Not a fantastic matchup for Reynolds week one.
That's correct.
I wish I could be at – this is the game I think I would go to at Brevard.
Ooh, I would love to go to that Mountain Heritage game, but I would love to see this one as well.
Also, the Asheville game. Those are the three.
The Asheville game, I don't know, versus East Rutherford. I think it's going to be over by halftime.
Really?
Yeah, I think Asheville's just going to dominate them with athletes. I mean,
that's a tough game. That's a tough game.
I really don't feel – if we're talking a 2A team, 6A team. Yeah, this might
but
be –
But not a, anymore. Not
this,
anymore.
This might be a really good 2A team. Asheville's going to be out-athleting them.
Pat, Brevard, Reynolds, who are you taking?
I got to go Reynolds. Until you,
I'm shocked.
You've got to knock the king off the mountain there a little bit, and I've got to stick with Reynolds and
Lewis.
I think the physicality of Brevard's going to make sure Brevard wins this game.
Carson,
I'm going to go with Reynolds.
Okay,
that defense that Coach Craig's going to put out on the field, that's going to be something to talk about.
We know the defense.
I have no
good.
Doubt the defense will be great, but at some point you have to score some points.
And they will. I mean, those running backs are no joke.
You think physicality into the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
You think that defense is still going to stop them and hold them to 0 points?
I have no doubt.
I think Reynolds.
I don't know if it'll be 0 points, but I mean, that's
Reynolds is probably deeper. They probably have more players.
They definitely do.
I'm taking Brevard.
Brevard's going to get tired.
Jeez.
I think Brevard. Listen, Brevard's been on a heater for about 2 years now.
Indeed. So, well, it's going to be a good game, but
I think
it's a good game.
That should be a great game.
Yes.
But like I said, it's, you know, it's one of those, it's still week one, but I think it could say a lot about how the year could go.
I think so. Reynolds quarterback's got to figure
still,
it out.
Reynolds could lose in an ugly loss, and I still think that they will still get better towards the end of the year. With those coaches.
Yeah.
But, holy smokes, things would be ugly in Fairview week one if they have a bad loss.
Here's what Pat and I saw against Swain. Anytime they needed large amounts of yards, they're going outside. They're going to
jet sweep
or pitch it outside or get outside. Does Brevard have the athletes to stop the outside run?
I think they have the defensive ends to do that.
If they do... And
did their defensive end graduate? Did we talk about that? The tight end going to App?
I think he did.
I think he did too.
So, it's a question mark for Brevard. This is a fantastic first week one game for Western North Carolina. Well, you know what I love is Reynolds playing West North Carolina guys. Well,
I do like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is big. This is
we
big for Brevard.
We
about
Reynolds.
Reynolds.
We can nitpick Reynolds' schedule, but this is a cool game because
yes.
we've got – there's a lot of people that think Brevard's going to win the Mountain Eight.
When I was in school, This was a regular game. I know that's a long time ago.
Really?
We played Brevard on a regular basis. Wow. And they were
good.
They
had leather helmets then, as I recall.
And they ran the football. You know, and it was a physical game.
Yeah.
You know, we were in the box. They were in the eye. And we ran it at each other for four quarters.
Which not a lot has changed out in Brevard.
Correct.
They're still very physical.
And I think this game, that's not a great opponent for Reynolds week one. Physicality? I don't know. That's why I'm taking Brevard. It's
good RPI game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not going to hurt either team.
But can the quarterback in the RPI pass it? Because we didn't see that on Friday.
No, not yet.
We did not see him with the ability to
throw
the football.
Were they saving it, you think?
I mean, that's always a possibility. I don't know.
Not from what I've heard, but yeah.
It's a possibility.
I guess I'd heard other things about, like, that he seemed, you know, willing to pull it. It seemed athletic. But it's like Pat said, it's like, do you want your quarterback pulling it 20 times a game?
Well, that's what he's used to at ACA.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, he did pull it at ACA. No, he threw it 60 times a game.
He pulled it. We seen it in the game. He pulled it several times.
He was an athletic kid, like, in that game watching it. And it seems like he's not a thin kid. He's a solid built kid. You look at him,
he passed the eye test for a rocket quarterback.
Yeah. But, yeah, he only came out of that scrimmage because the helmet got knocked off. It wasn't because he got hurt.
Okay, he wasn't. I was under the impression it was like bell rung.
Oh, no, his helmet came off. He had to come off. He didn't have a choice.
Yeah. I mean, there was a concussion that wasn't called during the game. Not that game, but another one.
Can we get some helmets over there, Pat, that stay on?
They do not consult with me.
I had a former high school football player sitting with me, and he said, why don't people pull their chin strap tight? It's so much more comfortable when it just stays on your head. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the big hair.
But he doesn't have big hair.
He might.
What a slate, though, because, I mean, there's a lot of – we've had weeks where all the names are on one side of the sheet. There's going to be some – someone's going to be in first place and someone's going to be in last place by the end of this week.
Indeed.
That's how this works.
Yeah, but sometimes if we all pick the same teams, there's not as much volatility.
Pat, are you trying to coach us to pick what you pick?
No.
I think that's what he wants us to do.
I'm not. I just know that – this has got to be tough for Mike because Mike goes off of Simmons,
and that's why
Mike wins every year because he's got some advanced data behind him.
I don't normally win. I'm usually the last place guy.
That's just not true. I'm the one that's clawing my way back up.
I do remember a negative 10 last year. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. Well, I got screwed last year. It's like I picked them. I didn't pick them 1 week, and of course Asheville wins, and they're like, you're not allowed to pick them anymore. Like, they're not doing that to me again this year.
No, I wouldn't let them.
No. It's my rankings. It's my
pride. I wish
we
had to tell the listeners we had to swap out the board, but my favorite from last year, I'm going to get absolutely hammered. That's my favorite from last year.
I really do wish we still had that one.
Yeah, that was a good little bit that I hate that no one can hear this year.
We may find it. We'll see.
We do still have a good one.
Yeah.
Go ahead, play it.
I'm fully aware of how the spread works.
Carson does know how the spread works. No spread this year yet.
Oh, Lord.
We'll add spread next week.
We'll add some stuff. But
this is week one.
I'm excited.
And these games are going to be close.
They are. It's like, but I look down at it, and it's like, I ain't got a clue what Ambassador Christian is or Huss.
Oh, you don't know what Hunter Huss?
I don't
Huss?
Know half these 10 have done this.
Hunter Huss had one of the best Carolina basketball players ever to play.
Who?
I'm trying to remember what his name was. You may have heard of Tyler Hansbrough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You went to Hunter Huss?
I saw him play in high school.
Really?
Yes. We went down and watched him play. It was not against anybody around here.
So it was not around here good?
No.
He was nationally good?
He was nationally good.
He was nationally good.
Not bad. So, Pat, you got a fun question for us?
I do. You all reminded me when we were talking at the
beginning. Give it to us, Pat.
About states and where people have been. If you were to go on a trip this weekend, gentlemen, to a state that you have not been to, where would it be? This is freaking easy.
I
mean, the easiest one ever. I'm going to Maine.
And you've never been to Maine?
Wait, what was the question?
If you could go to a state that you have not been to before this weekend for a trip, what state would it be?
Ooh, I've already been to Maine.
Now, why would you go to Maine? Why Maine?
Because they said recreational.
Just because of the...
Hey, smoke a little
Virginia.
Up there?
Virginia, you can get...
Oh, Virginia.
I've been to Virginia.
So you're
gonna, do you like lobster?
So
I have an allergic to
kids. I want to go to Maine in the fall. I've seen I've seen pretty pictures of Maine in the fall. It looks nice.
A lot like Western North Carolina. Lewis?
The only state I haven't been to is Hawaii, so I guess that's
You've been to all 50.
I've been to 49.
You've been to Alaska?
Yeah, 49.
Except which one haven't you been to?
Hawaii. He just said that,
Hawaii.
Carson.
Wow. So I would go get my hula skirt on and do some.
How have you not been to Hawaii?
Wait, have you been to the other 49? That's the bigger question.
My dad was a truck driver. Okay. That's what we did in the summer.
Eastbound down, yeah. Rolled up.
That's sick. That is, not many people can say that.
We're going to do what they say. Can't be done.
Yeah.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
What about you, Pat?
I've been to all the states except for two, and that would be Alaska and Montana. And I could not do Alaska justice in a weekend, so it would definitely be Montana.
Okay, cool.
I don't think you could do Montana
justice. But I mean, you really can't do Alaska.
You definitely can't do Alaska. You need a week out there.
Yeah. But yeah, the Northwest is like, that's a national park out there. That's on my short bucket list.
I don't think I've been to any of the Northwest states.
Dude, well,
I've been to California.
I went to Oregon this past year and spent a lot of time out there for work. And I went to Portland. Portland sucks.
Yeah, that's a tire fire.
Anything 15 minutes outside of Portland is the most beautiful country you'll ever see.
So I just went to Maine, which was, you know, I've never been there. It was pretty fantastic.
It's pretty.
Going back. It was very rural, the area I'm in. It's a lot like where we are here.
Most of Maine is that way.
But as far as a state I've never been to, I think it's North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
North Dakota's good.
I'd love to go to North Dakota in the winter. I want to go when I got to wear 18 coats.
Have you done like the desert?
Not my wife, but I want to go.
Like, have you done Arizona, all that?
I've been to Arizona, yes. California, Nevada.
Arizona is probably one of my favorite states.
Sedona.
Yeah, Sedona, amazing.
I played golf in Sedona, man. I had a fantastic round.
It was beautiful out there.
Then I played the TPC Scottsdale right after they played the Waste Management Open. They still had the stands up. It was great.
Did you really?
Yes.
I'm extremely jealous. That's crazy.
That's back when I played golf, before I got old.
That is insane. Yeah. A golf trip to Arizona is also one of those where...
I played 4 days in a row, two rounds a day in Arizona.
We should do that.
I don't play golf anymore.
That's a bucket
list. You could.
I spot race cars.
You could play with us.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I can't even win in Topgolf. All of the contests.
Did Mary really win in Topgolf?
Yes. I was the only one who didn't
win. She won two games.
Mary.
Yeah, Mary won.
That's Pat's wife.
Let's be honest. It's because of the scoring system of how the games are set up.
I don't know. I've never been. I lost every single one.
I don't think those games are real. I mean, those games don't.
Carson and I didn't get invited.
Me and you both know. Right?
Yeah, those games.
Those games are set up for novice.
It's how the ball bounces.
That's correct.
It's just not. That's
Carson,
not golf.
Did you get the invite?
You got it. You did get invited.
I don't think we got invited.
Pat, you got invited.
Pat definitely invited both of us. We were both actually out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But well, we appreciate it.
Yes. Let's all go to Topgolf if you don't want to do it. Let's do that.
Listen, Pat, thank you for inviting us to the Manor.
Indeed.
Yes, thank you.
Security is a little bit hard to get in here, but I'm glad we got in here and got the pod in.
It might be easier to get out. Could be easier.
I doubt it. Well, Lewis and I tried to get out of here one time, and we were almost arrested.
Yeah, we almost went to jail.
That is true. That is a very true story.
Are you going
to run over
my
officer? Neighborhood. But it is true that they got literally just outside of my neighborhood and were almost
arrested.
Who's gal?
Yeah, yeah. So, guys, thanks for joining us. Week two going to be just as exciting as
love
week
you guys
one.
Very much. And week two, we actually won't be throwing at the dartboard.
No,
so
we'll actually
everything
have some
that happens week one
on.
Is the truth and nothing but the truth. And so week two, we'll have all the right answers.
Indeed. Go Rockets.